What's up, everybody? It's your host, Isaac Weishaupt. You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. A title so lengthy I can barely get it out. And, today we're going to talk about Doja Cat and the Weeknd and a new video called You Right. Alright, we're going to talk about it. This isn't going to be a lengthy episode because I've got a lot of sticks in the fire. The big UFO disclosure report is coming down fast like Helter Skelter, man. They're already bracing the world. USnews.com has an article that says the US is about to change the way the world thinks about UFOs. My God! Is it true? Is it a psyop? Is it the psyop of all psyops? Is it the way they bring about the global New World Order, the One World Government, the Luciferian religion, the Antichrist? Time will tell. Now, you know I love a little housekeeping. And with that note, talking about the aliens, before we get into Doja Cat, we're going to talk about my new book, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 2. Of course, the follow-up, the sequel to Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1, which received a ton of great reviews. Thank you, everyone, for leaving your great reviews on Amazon and Audible. I appreciate it more than you know. But Use Your Illusion 2 is now... This is the new girl, right? This is the new girl walking the block. And I want you to check her out. I've got... And here's the deal, okay? The second book is drastically different from the first book. The second book is film analyses, plural. Various alien movies that you've seen. You know them, you love them. E.T., Alien, Prometheus. I got a ton of them on there. And I go through each movie, talk about the symbolism from each one, talk about how it supports some of the ideas presented in User Illusion 1. And this book will have color photos. So I would advise, if you wanted to check it out, you can get the Kindle version on Amazon, or you can get the paperback version, which is now available on Amazon. Or, if I have any left, I just ordered another bulk shipment, so I should see some more in July. But right now I got a handful at my Gumroad store, gumroad.com/IsaacW. You can get the signed paperback. And now this one cost a little bit more. It cost a few bucks more because I had to print it in color. All right. So just want to let you know that. But it's so far I've had good feedback. I appreciate that. The book has already had a couple great reviews. Thank you for leaving reviews. And the Audible version is out. But I got to tell you, you're missing a little something on the Audible version because you don't get the images. You don't have to have the images. Like, maybe you consume your information through Audible. I do. Myself, I listen to a lot of Audible books, so like I get it. But if you're looking to invest in one stop shop, I would advise the paperback. But hey, you know, you do you, whatever you want. And I'm just letting you know, it's out everywhere. It's on the Apple Books store. If you do the Apple Books, it's on the Amazon, it's on the Audible, and it's now in my Gumroad store, which I also have a bundle package. I've got two bundle packages on there, right? One, you get every single book that I've written. I don't know what it cost. I forget. $180. You save a ton of money instead of buying them piecemeal. Or you can buy, if you just want the alien books, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. You can save a few bucks and then even a few bucks more on shipping if you buy them in a bundle package I now have on the Gumroad store. Again, gumroad.com/IsaacW. Link in the show notes as always. Like and subscribe. Now, that should be it on housekeeping. This is going to be a short episode. Because like I said, I've actually got a lot of stuff going, a lot of sticks in the fire. I got this UFO disclosure report dropping any moment now. I want to read through it. And then I'm recording some stuff with Mrs. Weishaupt on Breaking Social Norms, which is an entirely different podcast, different flavor. It's more of having a good time. You want to sort of unplug from all the intense conspiracy stuff. And we're going to talk about Netflix. Is there a liberal agenda behind Netflix?
The answer is yes.
Okay. But I convince her. This is the truther meets the non-truther, and we discuss and debate all the topics. We now have a Patreon for Breaking Social Norms if you want to go ad-free. Patreon.com/Breaking Social Norms. What else do I got going on? Oh, Great Reset. I got two episodes of Great Reset talk coming out with the housing stuff. You want to know why lumber's going through the roof, why houses cost triple what you thought they would? It's by design, I think. Maybe. Probably. Old Klaus Schwab. Old puppet master over there. Ruining your life. Telling you, don't eat the meat. My God, Bill Gates. Get out of my life. And yeah, and then I got a few more projects that you'll hear about. Big moves. I'm making big moves. Anyway, that's all the housekeeping. Brittany, also wanted to do a quick shout out for Rose McGowan. She went on Tucker Carlson and she was dropping the hammer on his ass. Talking about how the elites control these celebrities, which is what Brittany's been going through. And Brittany testified, said, look, I'm tired of people controlling my life. Which, as you know, you've been in the conspiracy world long enough. We conspiracy truther types have been talking about this for a long time. These celebrities get put under a significant amount of control. And it makes no damn sense until you understand the occult agenda, which makes itself known in many ways, as you will hear about in today's review of Doja Cat featured in the weekend's video, You Right. But yeah, shout out Rose McGowan. I put a video clip on my Instagram. At Isaac Weishaupt, like and subscribe, link in the show notes as always. You probably saw it. It's very fascinating what she said on Fox News with Tucker about how the elites are controlling everything and she's been trying to expose her for a long time. So yeah, big deal. And Rose McGowan, one time she liked a tweet of mine, one time. It was pretty cool. She doesn't follow me or nothing. She probably has no idea who I am. But that was pretty cool. I liked that. And then Britney's boyfriend, Sam Asghari, he wore a Free Britney shirt prior to her testimony. So he's down for the cause too. And if you want to learn more about Britney Spears, in the summer of 2020, I did a lot of stuff talking about her. I did the On Sam Tripoli Swapcast. A bunch of us got together and talked about Britney. I did a whole show about Britney's history and the MK Ultra ideas of her being controlled, right? And I also interviewed her ex-husband. No big deal. Shout out Jason Alexander. Out there getting his Patriot on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jason was kind enough to sit down with us and tell us about the real Britney Spears. You can catch all that in the summer of 2020. That was a hot girl summer for show. We're about to have a hotter girl summer. About to have a thought girl summer right now. Right now. Oh boy. Okay. Let's go into Doja Cat. Like I said, this is gonna be a short episode. A micro episode. You've heard of micro penis. Well, get ready, because here's a micro episode. But I wanted to cover it because I think it's very important stuff. Given the scrutiny of the Britney Spears thing. And look, and shout out Freeman Fly. He's been talking about this for a long time. I learned about this from him. He was talking about Anna Nicole Smith a million years ago. He's been all about this action for a long time. One of the godfathers there. Shout out Freeman Fly. He's, you know what, and he's the first guy to give me a shot to go on his podcast, and he interviewed me. So I'll never forget that. He's got a place in my heart. The Weeknd and the Doja Cat teamed up. They got a video called You Right. And if you recall, we talk about back in September 2020. You know, Doja Cat's been on my radar for a minute for a variety of reasons. And if you recall, in September 2020, we did a show on the VMAs on MTV. Always the high-profile ritual. So I always watch those with a scrutiny, with a scrutinous eye. And in fact, I gave Doja my own award on that episode as the most occultish singer of the night. Because she came out as the sexy alien. She had the all-seeing eye necklace. She had the black sun eclipse. And they initiated her. She won Best New Artist. Which, if we know anything about the conspiracy world and where it intermingles with Hollywood and celebrities, there's a price to be paid. You got to pay the cost. Katy Perry paid the cost. She was the sexy alien in E.T. She told you. She said she sold her soul. Was she joking? I don't think so. She's had a bit of a mental breakdown here and there. Just like Britney Spears. All this stuff. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and insidious truth behind the scenes. Then Doja Cat, to keep on her campaign, she was at the iHeart Radio Music Awards, which we talked about on a podcast. Which you can see on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube, but I posted the images on my Instagram. This is just recently. I'd say, a month ago, 2 months ago. And what was curious, the most telling thing you could ever realize right in front of your eyes, it shows her in a cornfield watching the television. Her mind is being programmed by the television to accept the alien invasion. And then there come the aliens in the cornfield. Which, again, in User Illusion 2, we talk about the cornfields, which is in my E.T. analysis. You could look to the M. Night Shyamalan movie Signs. Does the same thing. Someone told me it was in another movie, too, I forgot about, with the cornfields. The aliens love the corn. But yeah, in the iHeart Radio, the aliens come after her mind's programmed to accept their presence, and she gets abducted. And that's something. She levitates and whatever. And then, The Weeknd, he's got his long sordid history of occult symbolism. We could talk about that for hours, as I already have. If you go back to January and February of 2021, he was at the Super Bowl performing, and it was an intense alchemical occult ritual for the masses. The alchemy, the blackening, the negredo, the black head of the Egyptian that they talk about in the alchemical literature. It all went down, baby. It all went down. So these two link up in a cult Voltron, as it were. And we get some amazing symbolism in this video. So much so that I'm devoting this micro episode to it. And what you have to understand going into this, if you're new to the show, new to these ideas, and you're like, oh, come on, take it easy. You have to understand this is the evidence when they say the symbolism will be their downfall. This is what these, and look, I don't condone any of that Q nonsense. But this is what they talk about. The symbolism will be the downfall. That as much is true because they can't help themselves. It's all about the occult religion, the teachings of the mystery schools. And I've been talking about this for many years, over 9 books now, 10 books, I don't know how many books, about how, Francis Bacon was the guy who said, like, you gotta teach the masses through entertainment, and this is what they do. And you look to the actual Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, of no relation to me, because, as you know, Isaac Weishaupt is not my real name at all. It's a stupid name, but it's a name. I recently determined I was going to change it to Giuseppe. I'm just kidding. That's too hard to spell. I don't even know how to spell Giuseppe. But Adam Weishaupt, he went to the college there in Bavaria, Germany. He was studying all kinds of stuff with these, Jesuit priests and the clergy and the elites, the thought leaders. They were studying all these concepts of the Eleusinian mysteries, the Mithraic mysteries, which we talked about the cult of Mithras on my Raised by Wolves 3-part show. I highly recommend that because that's a deep dive. But the short version is that you go back to the ancient mystery schools and, ancient Egypt and Rome and Greece and the Babylonians. They shared this common secret wisdom, secret knowledge, and they worshipped it. The Sophia, as the Gnostics would call it. And that's the big mystery. What is the big secret? What is the wisdom? And some could reasonably argue the wisdom is that Lucifer is the real God, which would explain why they have to keep that secretive. Okay. Now, in this video, so keep that all in mind, okay? Occult rituals goes back hundreds of years, still being shown today. Well, in this video, you see the symbolism of, here, I'll tell you what all you see in the video, and then we'll go through each one. There's not a lot. You got the symbolism of the goddess and the god. You've got some astrological stuff, some occult practices. Okay. And let's cover that stuff first, because that's kind of like low-lying fruit. There's miscellaneous occult practices to be seen on this video. Like Doja Cat, she's doing a little bit of divination with the tarot cards. She is consulting an app about patterns, right? And you know the idea of the patterns, which falls into divination and the tarot, and like, what do you call it? I can't even think of it. Like gematria, Kabbalistic ideas. And in fact, she's looking at a book that I'm pretty sure, I plan on buying this book. I haven't bought it yet, but there's a book called Tarot, The Library of Esoterica. It's a beautiful looking book by, I'll tell you who the authors are, Jessica Hundley, Johan Feibig, Marcella Kroll, and Thunderwing. That's the name, Thunderwing. But it's a pretty interesting looking book. I'm pretty sure that's the book she's looking at. About the tarot. They have a couple books in the series. One's on astrology, one's on tarot. I think there might be a third one on the way, I'm not sure. Anyway, I haven't bought it yet. But I'm pretty sure that's what she's looking at. So there's like occult flares and flavors in this video, no doubt. There's, of course, the occult beliefs in astrology. As above, so below. Hermetic axiom, right? And that's how the video opens up. And I'll put these images on the Instagram, at IsingWiseOutLegend. Astrological signs are found in the video. Like at the beginning, the gates open up to this sort of Greek metropolis of pagan gods and goddesses. And you'll notice that the combination of the gate unlocks with the sign of Libra, with the scales, okay? That's Doja Cat's actual astrological sign in real life, if we're to believe what the internet tells us. And you'll note, and then we're introduced to Doja Cat, and she is the goddess here, which makes sense because Libra is connected into the, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but Libra's connected into the Venus goddess and all that. And you'll see that her hair is designed after the sign of Libra as well. And then later in the video, you'll see the weekend as the god, and he is pouring water out. He is the water carrier. He is the Aquarius, and his actual real sign in real life is Aquarius. So there was some intense, I don't know, parallels to real life with these things, and that's what it's all about. They want to show us these celebrities as our gods and goddesses. Is that not what we experience in real life? It's a pantheon of celebrity gods of all kinds. This is Rome. Have no doubt. We live in Rome. And the pantheon of gods you choose to worship is okay by them so long as you worship one of them. This is Rome pre-Constantine, pre-Christianity. And it's, that's why Washington, D.C. is modeled after Rome. Now, let's talk about the goddess and the god thing, because this is essentially the remainder of the analysis, because that's what we're looking at. It almost looks like Doja Cat is, she almost looks like Lilith, if you look at some images of Lilith, which is curious. She is shown between the scales, like Lady Justice, which Lady Justice is the inspiration that comes from Libra and the planet Venus and the goddess. So she replaces a lot of the previous goddesses like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga and all that stuff. And you'll notice she is on the black and white checkered floor. My goodness. Who would have thought? How original. We've talked about the black and white many times. The mosaic pavement of Freemasonry. I'll read to you once again from the Symbols of Freemasonry book. The role is to make us think of opposites and how they complement and contradict. It's the floor of the lodge and paving stones of the Temple of Solomon that the high priests would walk on. The term is actual the is actually the mosaic pavement, but has no relation to Moses. It refers to the muses, the goddesses of art. So when we see her as the goddess, does it not make total sense? Because the mosaic pavement is a reference to the muses, and she is the muse. And what were the muses doing? They were channeling energies from the higher gods and goddesses. The muses would inspire works of art in the ancient pagan world, which, again, is what they're trying to rebuild here, okay? Now, ironically, Tracy Twyman talked about how when she was channeling the Baphomet, Cain and Lucifer, they said that the black and white cubes represents the end times, the meeting of the above and below, joining them together, almost reminiscent of some of the ideas of the Mithraic mysteries that we talked about in those Raised by Wolves shows. Is she ushering the end times? She's showing us the aliens. Is this what they want? They want to bring an end to the world as we know it. And on that note, do they think bringing an end to it is a good thing? Because they're like, look, we're trapped in this Gnostic prison, this simulation world, which, like, maybe that's true. I don't know. But they think we're trapped here. And they're like, how do we bring an end to all this? We got to blow it all up to free ourselves, to liberate ourselves, like the Luciferian serpent said would happen. The Luciferian revealed the truth of the real wisdom and is trying to inspire these people to break the world. That's why those billionaires are out there trying to research and find the code to hack the simulation theory to get us out of this world and into the next, which is what the Cult of Mithraeus was all about. Reaching that sun beyond the sun. Crashing it all down. So then we see the Weeknd, and he is a god out in the skies. They show us his head only, which supports some of the ideas I presented in the Super Bowl show as the head of the Egyptians, symbolic of alchemy and the transmutation of man. She also, Doja Cat goddess there, she weighs the heart on the scales. This is, again, a reference to the ancient mystery religions of the Egyptians this time. And I had to read a little bit about, I'm not going to pretend I know this stuff here, okay? I'm going to read to you from a website, A Seeker's Thoughts. Seems pretty reliable, I don't know. Could be fake news. Says here that in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, there's a ceremony called the Weighing of the Heart, where the dead pharaoh is led to the underworld by Anubis, and the pharaoh's heart is placed on the scales of justice and weighed against the feather of Mat. Now, you see in the video, it's weighed against some salt, which is, again, an alchemical representation of the spirit. But we're talking about the Egyptians right now. It says, if the weight of the pharaoh's heart was less than or equal to the weight of the feather, he was then led onward to meet Osiris, who welcomed the newly deceased pharaoh into the afterlife. However, if the pharaoh's heart weighed more than the feather of Mat, pharaoh was immediately devoured by Ammit, a beast with the head of a crocodile, the front legs, and some goofy animal, right? This day of judgment, as it is referred to in other religious texts, may strike us as a hideous ritual, which is imposed upon the recently deceased pharaoh. However, powerful lessons are often contained within stories which rattle our emotions and strike fear into the imagination. It's actually a powerful metaphor, teaching tool, which reveals to the seeker and initiate an ancient and eternal truth. And then it goes on and on talking about it. Don't have a heavy heart, okay? That's the idea. You got it. So that's what we see in the video, because again, this all ties into ancient occult pagan mystery school religions. That's the theory we've been talking about for many years, and it always holds true. These secret religions went underground, and they are resurfacing at a rate faster than you could believe. My man Jim Mars, rest in peace Jim Mars, he broke it all down in a book called The Illuminati, his last book, which I was featured in. Hey, no big deal, right? No big deal. He featured some of my research in there. You know, you can check it out for yourself if you're interested. But you'll see it in there. Isaac Weishaupt, my God. I never thought I'd see the day. But anyway, Jim Mars, in that book, he talks about, I'm going to give you a brief summary of the ideas. Because if we talk about the Eleusinian mysteries, well, that's important because that's what old Adam Weishaupt was studying at that Jesuit school. And then he broke free and was like, you know what? I'm tired of watching these clergy, these religious zealots controlling everybody, not giving them freedom and liberty. So he went into some Freemason groups, infiltrated it, started collecting some of the greatest minds, using some ideas from the Enlightenment, the idea that nature and science is the objective truth, not some crazy clergyman's interpretation that God's talking to him. And there you go. That teaching went underground and it's resurfacing. But it's not a lot different than the other occult practices. But in the book, they talk about the ancient Greeks and they did rituals to the gods in a town named Eleusis. That's where the term Eleusinian mysteries comes from. These rituals, they were for a goddess, Persephone. And she was apparently abducted underground to Hades. And then gods like Zeus cursed the land and no one could make food. Oh, it was such a mess to live during those times. So the compromise between Zeus and Hades was that every year Persephone would go underground for 4 months into Hades. And then, you know, she would come back up 8 months. She'd be like in Normalville. And those 4 months, of course, were the winter, when that's when all the food dies, when all the crops die. That's why you celebrate it with autumn and Thanksgiving, right? And from this was the birthing of many death and resurrection obsessions, which like the Osirian mysteries of Isis, Osiris, that kind of stuff. But yeah, it comes from the Eleusinian mysteries, the worship of the goddess Persephone. And the Christians in Rome, they broke all this up. They broke up the Mithraic mysteries, and Adam Weishaupt was like, no, this is the real deal. And he incorporated a lot of those sort of rituals and mysteries into the Illuminati and so on. And the rest is history. And fast forward, you know, 500 years and now you're watching rappers on YouTube with the sexy aliens and the big booties in the cornfields. Programming the minds to eat the corn and get that corn-fed booty, show sexy aliens. And the timing of it, is it coincidental? The timing of the big UFO disclosure? But yeah, that's the video. And you got to check the images out on the Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. And if you hurry, I'm going to leave it up there. On my bio, I've got a link to my Spotify because there were requests for my 2020 boner jams. And what is that? You can watch the video on my Instagram. I talk about it. But long story short, on Spotify, I basically rebuild the playlist that I make of the music I listen to throughout the year. I did it for 2019. I got like 20 people that followed it. And I was like, okay, not a big hit. Well, then people asked me for the 2020. I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. Shout out Cheryl. So I did it. I built my 2020 boner jams. You can check it out. I'll put that link in the Instagram bio. I'm going to leave it up there for, yeah, you know, until the end of next week. And then I'm changing it back. But that's it. That's the big deal. Doja Cat in the weekend continuing their occult evolution. Duping the masses. Is it, what's up with the aliens? Check out Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. Amazon, Audible, signed paperbacks, gumroad.com/IsaacW. It's all out there for you. To come to your own truth. I won't hate you for whatever your truth is. The aliens is a very subjective interpretation. Who knows what to think of it all, right? And yeah, that's it. That's my world. And we're going to come back. We're going to hit this great reset thing real soon, I promise you. It's kind of a dry study, so it's taking me a long time. So stay tuned for that. What else can I tell you about? What else do you need to know? That's it. That's all we got. You know where to find me on the supporter platforms if you want more shows. Like I had a bonus episode for In the Mouth of Madness, the John Carpenter film. I did a film analysis, only available on the supporter feeds. You know, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section, or the Rockfin, rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. Links in the show notes. Yeah, I've got tons of bonus stuff up there. So if you're, if this micro episode wasn't good enough, you want more of your boy spitting game in your ear, you can get on the bonus train and listen to your heart's desires. All right, thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. Until next time, stay woke.